Sarah leaned forward, pointing the gun at the makeshift double bed just beyond Mia's deflating body. There were already three smoking, smoldering holes in the ground sheet. Before he could add a fourth, one of the spider's legs caressed his cheek, tearing open the mask he wore and revealing the hairy cheek beneath. Sarah recoiled, crying out. The spider turned to him and made a mewling noise. The white thing high on its back, a node with a human face, glared as if to warn Sarah away from its meal. Then it turned back to the woman, who was really not recognizable as a woman any longer. She looked like the ruins of some incredibly ancient mummy which had now turned to rags and powder.
"I say, this is a bit confusing," the robot with the incubator remarked. "Shall I retire? Perhaps I might return when matters have clarified somewhat."
Susanna reversed direction, rolling out from beneath the bed. She saw that two of the low men had taken to their heels. Jay, the Hawkman, didn't seem to be able to make up his mind, stay or go. Susanna made it up for him, putting a single shot into the sleek brown head. Blood and feathers flew. Susanna got up as well as she could, gripping the side of the bed for balance, holding Scather's gun out in front of her. She had gotten four, the redhead nurse and one other had run. Sarah had dropped his gun and was trying to hide behind the robot with the incubator. Susanna shot the two remaining vampires and the low man with the bulldog face. That one, Haber, hadn't forgotten Susanna. He'd been holding his ground and waiting for a clear shot. She got hers first and watched him fall backward with deep satisfaction. Haber, she thought, had been the most dangerous.
"Madam, I wonder if you could tell me," began the robot, and Susanna put two quick shots into its steel face, darkening the blue electric eyes.
This trick she had learned from Eddie. A gigantic siren immediately went off. Susanna felt that if she listened to it long, she would be deafened.
"I have been blinded by gunfire,"
the robot bellowed, still in its absurd, "would you like another cup of tea, madam?" accent.
"Vision Zero, I need help. Code 7, I say, help!"